Day 4, December 3rd. Today's reflection is based on Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 through 32, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Francis Lynn, class of 2018 and 2025. I don't know about you, but it genuinely frustrates me when individuals respond to my inquiries with additional questions. It feels like getting trapped in a maze with no way out. Yet Jesus does this so artfully. He frequently refrains from providing direct answers, opting instead to encourage reflection through his parables. When inquisitive individuals approached Jesus, they often found themselves engaging in a complex process of introspection rather than receiving a straightforward response. This intriguing, remarkable technique prompts me to consider, what motivates Jesus to challenge our thought processes in such a manner? I would like to focus today on the inspiring scriptural narrative regarding the behaviors of the two sons and the demeanor of their father. The dynamics of these relationships are truly captivating. While the scripture does not specify how the father reacted to each of his sons, it invites us to consider the depth of parental love. As a mother, I can resonate with the joy parents feel when their children choose to obey them, no matter when that obedience comes. Ultimately, the essence of obedience lies in whether the children choose to follow the path that their parents lay out in front of them. As a parent, I have discovered that my baby possesses an extraordinary ability to evoke deep emotional responses from me. To be candid, my child exhibits a remarkable skill in manipulation. When he cried, I was compelled to respond to his needs with urgency. Through this experience, I have learned that providing him with time and space can foster the understanding that excessive crying is not the most constructive means of communication. This experience has led me to appreciate a parallel in my understanding of divine patience. I am grateful that God does not react impulsively. Instead, God possesses a profound understanding of what is best for us and maintains control over circumstances. In moments of waiting, I imagine God observing with great anticipation, hoping for our surrender, obedience, and willingness to follow God's guidance. This connection allows us to grow, learn, and transform into the best versions of ourselves, aligned with the purpose God has crafted for us. Today's prayer. Holy and loving God, how grateful I am for the space and time that you provided for me to reach my own conclusions. Please remind me time and time again that you can make anything happen, because you are all-powerful, regardless of my willingness to participate. However, because you are loving, and you loved me first, you want the best for me. You patiently wait for me to learn, grow, and become the obedient child you desire me to be. Thank you for keeping things interesting. Amen.